Welcome to the Home Health Revealed podcast, brought to you by HealthRev Partners. Join your hosts, Michael Greenlee and me, Hannah Vale, as we dive into the world of home health, hospice, and palliative care services. Each episode features real stories and insights from industry leaders covering everything from innovative technologies and payer negotiations to quality improvement and clinician safety. Whether you're a seasoned professional or new to the field, our podcast offers valuable knowledge to help you provide the best care for your patients. Tune in and be part of the conversation on Home Health Revealed. Welcome to this episode of Home Health Revealed, where I get to talk to Tia Keller at the National Association for Home Care Conference about incoming staff shortages, how to match staffing to the vision of your company, and how working in neurosurgery gave her the understanding that her patient is her biggest marketer. Let's dive in.
My name is Tia Keller. I'm with Home Healthcare 2000, and I run the Baton Rouge office, and I assist with the New Orleans office. We have 13 locations in Louisiana. So,
wow. We are currently at the National Association for Home Care Conference, and it is in Tampa, Florida right now. So when did you get in? Tell me a little about your sessions and maybe what you've learned.
Cool. Okay, so we got in Saturday, probably about Saturday afternoon. So I registered and didn't do too much Saturday, and I didn't realize that things were going to get kicked off Sunday. I guess I missed that part. But coming in Sunday and going to the workshops, I have literally learned a lot. You know, I always try to keep an open mind because you don't know everything. You're going to learn something from someone, but a lot of information has truly been poured into me. So it's been pretty wonderful.
So are you here alone or did you come with a team?
Yes, I came as a team. So we have someone here from our Lafayette office, someone here from our Lake Charles office, which is our corporate office. And then we do have another employee here. I'm not sure. I can't remember which office she's from.
It's so good probably to have your team together and
it
just
is.
Be here learning and
yes.
The atmosphere. What are maybe some of the challenges that you guys have been facing this year? Or
retention.
Talk to me about that a little bit.
The medical field, man, it's just crazy. As much as you think that it's oversaturated right now, you're seeing a lot of people. Doesn't matter the discipline, okay? It could be nursing, it could be aid, it could be therapy. They are literally just, they're wanting to do that contract work to get that money. And I think the biggest problem of all is when COVID hit and those contract jobs came about, people took those jobs, which then gave them a high pay increase, right?
Yep.
And so they then incurred bills that they otherwise would not have had. And so then after those contract rates stop. Now you've accumulated all these bills that would not suffice a regular salary. And so now you're being competitive, just trying to go anywhere and you're not staying in one place. And that has been the biggest monster, I think, for the health industry altogether, let alone home health. And with home health too, you know, you're entrusting that the person that's in that home with the patient is going to provide the same care that you would to a loved one, you know, and provide awesome care. As you're going through retention, it's not just being able to find someone, it's being able to find a good fit to actually be in the patient's home, because everybody is not okay to work without supervision.
So true.
That's the biggest issue.
What have you guys done to help solve that issue, or what have you tried?
I'll tell you now, as patients come on, you think of onboarding staff to get acclimated. I onboard my patients. And I try to let them know, you know, keep in mind, if something's going on in that home and we're not aware, and you then say, I'm going to leave this agency, go with another one, you very well may see that nurse again. So I try to let all the patients know. And you know, we have our staff's back as well, too, because not everybody is truthful about things. But for the most part, I do let those patients know to reach out to us. Let us know what's going on so that we can try to change things. And then I'll also try to develop a closer rapport with the staff. Try to understand what their needs are as well, too. Where their goals are in life. And that kind of helps me identify, because you may have some that don't share the same goals, but that doesn't mean that they're not a good candidate for the job though, you know. They may just want to come in here and there as PRN. So it's just really identifying who's a good fit and then really explaining to them the company that they're coming to work for. Because I give kudos to my company. We are definitely staff oriented. Like, we're going to look out for staff. We're definitely looking out for those patients, but I love it because we look out for staff too. We take care of our staff members. So I do a lot of pushing of that. When you come with Home Healthcare 2000, you come into a family. Things aren't always perfect.
Sure.
Right? But when things are chaotic, we typically find a solution to get things brought back together, you know? And I love that about the company, so.
Yes, I love that too.
Yeah.
I think we probably share this vision, but you put your staff first and they're going to take care of your patient.
Exactly.
Right? 'Cause that's really, that's where we're going.
Yeah.
But we got to do the right thing one step at a time. So
exactly.
I love that. Okay. One last question.
Okay.
As you are looking to the future.
Okay.
Right. 2025, value-based purchasing, all the buzzwords that are happening and trickling in right now. Mm-hmm. Where does your mind go? What are you looking forward to or what are you scared about?
Things that do worry me, I would say, about the future. Hate to say this, but I don't think that the things that scare me about the future are the new staff, the new nurses, the new aides that are coming out and what they're being taught, if they're being pushed through so fast. So you, those seasoned nurses, those seasoned aides, you know you're going to get what you need out of them, right? But you're seeing a lot of those newer people coming out, newer nurses, newer therapy, newer aides, things like that. You're seeing a lot of them come out and that core value is kind of missing. It's not there. And I would honestly say that's probably the biggest thing that's probably concerning for me. Not to say that there's not good ones coming out. Oh, because there is. But it's a matter of deciphering through all of that because, you know, as things get oversaturated, you literally are picking through the good versus the bad. And you want everybody to be a good nurse, a good therapist, a good aide. But that's not always the case. And so I would say that's really been my worry and my fear is staffing someone and then you have to get rid of them or, you know, you're identifying because, you know, at the end of the day, the patient is going to be the one that's going to keep your business going.
Yep.
When they go to that doctor, they're going to share in that waiting room, they're sharing information with the next patient with how good their doctor is. And if they hear one saying, oh, I have to have this surgery and I need home health. You gonna hear somebody gonna rear that head and oh, don't go with such and such. Don't do such and such. So it's and I used to see that because I worked in neurosurgery for so long. So you get to the understanding that your patient is your biggest market.
Yeah, amen. Really. So HealthRev, we have seen exactly what you're talking about. And one of the things that we've done to help provide a solution to home health agencies is create a preceptor partnership. Because you've got one of two things, right? You've got new coming in while they've had maybe training. Going out into the field can sometimes be daunting.
Yeah.
And the OASIS documentation can also be overwhelming. When you are thinking about your agency, your documentation really becomes your receipt, right?
Oh, yeah.
Your invoice.
Yes.
To be paid. And so we have put together an 8-week program where they go out, they see the patient, and then they call us. One of our RNs, who's OASIS certified and ICD-10 coding certified, does the OASIS live on the call with them and explains things. So they have guidance pulled up on their screen to say, okay, well, if you rate this, how are we going to show improvement here? Like, where do you see your patient going? Let's look at this more comprehensively. So when you are getting to that discharge, you are showing your improvement.
Yeah, like with those M codes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So sometimes it just takes that, and then we do that for 8 weeks. We code the chart, send it back to the agency. We're able to provide data and feedback, but also a mentor relationship with an RN, somebody they can call, somebody who is there to support
That's awesome.
Or, right, because that's what you mentioned, your newbies coming in. Sometimes you've got somebody who's maybe just, they've gotten a little lackadaisical. They need that improvement plan.
See that a lot.
Mm-hmm. Or they've come from somewhere else in nursing. They come into home health thinking, oh, I want the flexibility. Oh, I need this for my kids, my family, life balance. Mm-hmm. And then they get in, they realize, I'm spending so much time in paperwork that
that's the biggest thing that the nurses will say. And I'm definitely one of those people. I've always lived by this and still do to this day. I'm not going to put something on someone that I wouldn't put on myself because I get out there and see the patients as well too. So I'm a nurse, but the nurses who have to do those OASIS, when those RNs have to do those OASIS and stuff, you hear that a lot. I'm taking time away from home, you know, and they want it to be as easy as possible, but you want it to be as thorough as possible as well. And so it makes it hard. And that is definitely been a challenge with that.
It's been something that agencies have utilized, you know, short term. Mm-hmm. Even liked it and then grabbed onto it long term to do intermittently. So it's definitely something that we want to provide value with. thank you so much for sharing all of this. It has been so nice to meet with you.
Yes.
I hope you have a great rest of the conference.
Definitely, definitely.
And I hope you got a picture of yourself with your headphones.
Wait, I need a picture with y'all.
Yes. And then you can like and subscribe.
So take it with my glasses off, Ben.
There you go. Get it with her glasses off, Ben. So you can like and subscribe. We are on Apple. We are on Spotify. Home Health Revealed.
Okay, awesome.
Thank you, Tia.
Thank you.